The lesson this morning is entitled Caleb's Choice. There's not much revealed in the scriptures about Caleb, but we have enough to put him before us as one of the most inspiring examples of faith. In Numbers chapters 13 and 14, we have recorded for us unbending devotion of principle from two spies. Caleb's choice is most interesting. We'll notice, if you will, Joshua chapter 14, verses 5 through 14. It's a rather lengthy reading. It says, "As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenezite," I know I misspelled both of those, "said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land," speaking of the land of Canaan, the promised land. "And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren, they went up with me, made the heart of the people melt," that is, melt with fear is the idea. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in the day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said." And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. That's Joshua 14, verses 5 through 14. What a wonderful example by an aged patriarch. Let's examine his mind, if you will, to understand why he chose a difficult task rather than retire and take it easy on the fertile plain. Caleb's choice was based on his faith, not in himself, but in the promise of God. Notice again Joshua 14:9. "So Moses swore on that day, saying, The land on which your foot has walked shall certainly be an inheritance to you and to your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God fully." The task may have looked impossible for a man of 85, but not to God or one with Caleb's attitude. "For we walk by faith, not by sight," 2 Corinthians 5:7. God had sworn by himself about this. He said, "As truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him," that is, another attitude, "and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it." Numbers 14, verses 21 through 24. The 10 saw obstacles, but Caleb and Joshua saw opportunity. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Numbers 13:30. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is parted from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not, reads Numbers 14, verses 8 and 9. We too can faithfully ask for mountains, because the exceeding greatness of his power is to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians 1 and verse 19. Caleb's choice was based on optimistic faith, but the ten were full of negative excuses without any faith in God. The Bible says, "They told him and said, 'We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan.'" I count about 8 excuses there in that context. "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.'" Numbers 13, 26 through 30. Don't forget the optimistic faith of Caleb in the God of heaven. Caleb's key to success was that he wholly followed the Lord our God, Joshua 14 and verse 8. "Let us be busy being faithful, because whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith," 1 John 5 and verse 4. "If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen." 1 Peter 4:11. Caleb's choice was based on his experience. He took it to root out the Anakims. Deuteronomy 9, 1 through 2 reads, "Hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day, to go in to possess nations greater and mightier than thyself, cities great and fenced up to heaven, a people great and tall, the children of the Anakims, whom thou knowest, and of whom thou hast heard, say, 'Who can stand before the children of Anak?' And they gave Hebron unto Caleb, as Moses said, and he expelled thence the three sons of Anak." Judges 1 and verse 20. Age does not have to mean a senile one. The Bible says of Moses, when he was 120 years old when he died, his eye was not dim, nor his natural face abated. Deuteronomy 34 and verse 7. Experienced ones should lead others to our eternal inheritance. "That the aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity," or love, "in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children." Titus 2, verses 2 through 4. To those that say, "I can't," it is not God's plan for the younger ones to sit back and do nothing. "Can't never have done it," somebody has said. The Bible says to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2 and verse 12. Older ones have so much to offer the younger ones. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. As thy father, ask thy father and he will show thee. Thy elders and they will tell thee. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 7. Hold fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine or sound teaching both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Titus 1 and verse 9. The spiritual war is not over yet. Serve, work, run now. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, speaking of those that have died in Christ, waiting for our return with them in paradise, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hebrews 12 and verse 1. I might clarify about that statement that I just made about the cloud of witnesses. It is my opinion that that's speaking of both the angelic beings, God in heaven, and those that have died and have gone into heaven, or the waiting place that some refer to as Abraham's bosom or paradise. Caleb's choice was based on his strength. One of the beautiful things in this story is that Caleb lived to his last breath of life, young in spirit, enthusiastic in work. Caleb refused to get old, not just physical stamina at 85, but a strong and capable mind. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Joshua 14, verses 11 and 12. Let us be strong to the end, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of His might. Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Strength will uphold purity to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Romans 12 and verse 9. Help others in the grip of sin by teaching others also. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2. Look forward to every day with excitement, for our conversation or our manner of living is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 3 and verse 20. Caleb's choice was based on his willingness. It would have been easier to let someone else do it. The Bible says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Galatians 5 and verse 6. For every man shall bear his own burden. Galatians 6 and verse 5. A peril to us is one who takes religion too easily. We must learn that our spiritual walk is a personal battle that comes with suffering and comes with service that includes forgetting or denying self. Through our willingness, God can conquer mountains. Are we willing to know truth personally? The Bible says, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. John 7 and verse 17. Willing to help those who grope. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. John 1:40 through 42. Devotion is not just a duty. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4 and verse 19. Whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. 1 Peter 1 and verse 8. In conclusion, one poet said, I can't accept this mountain, Lord. Give me a tiny hill while others climb the mountain's height. Let me this small spot feel. My vision is so limited, I can't with eagles fly. But this tiny hill, I think I can. Well, at least I'd make it a try. The Lord looked down with grieving heart, for this mountain was his gift. The hill were only meant for those who fear the rocks and cliff, for those whose faith could only span that which they could see and know. While mountains hold the blessings that none but the brave can know. Don't seek the soft and easy way. Be like Caleb. Look for full opportunity to put every power on the altar for God. Everyone should say like Caleb, give me this mountain. Be straightforward and true. Begin now by hearing the word of God, by believing that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. Turn to God by turning your back on the world, by repenting. Confess your faith in God. Be baptized for the remission of sins, and remain faithful unto death. Be useful and grow brighter unto that blissful day when we can hear, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of my Lord. Matthew 25 and verse 21. If you have a spiritual need, we ask you to come all together. We stand and sing.
When we walk with the Lord in the
Trust.